it could have been worse.
Senator Dennis Egan took a big gamble this year. He's a lifelong Democrat who joined the Republican majority, top-heavy with senators from Anchorage, Mat-Su, and the urban interior. It was not an easy decision, but he still thinks it was the right one.
You have to represent your community. Most of this stuff, as far as I'm concerned, is not an R&D thing. It's not politics. You know, it's the people that you represent.
Egan's Southeast Alaska District is no longer just Juneau, but Skagway, Tenneke Springs, Gustavus, and Petersburg. And Southeast lost representation in the redistricting process.
Believe me, because of redistricting, I consider ourselves rural Alaska.
Including Juneau. Egan says rural and coastal Alaska do not get enough attention in the legislature, hence the Coastal Caucus. It's chaired by Sitka Republican Bert Stedman, Kodiak Republican Gary Stevens, Western Alaska Democrat Donnie Olson, and Egan were leaders in the bipartisan coalition that ran the Senate in the 27th legislature, but they lost power in the new Republican-led majority. Freshman Senator Kenai Republican Peter Michicki has also joined the Coastal Caucus. With 5 of the 15 majority members, Egan says Coastal Caucus senators have gained some clout.
They now know we're a force.
They also take care of their own. Early in the session, a resolution calling for a constitutional amendment to allow state funding for religious and private schools was referred to the Senate Education Committee, chaired by Gary Stevens. On a day when Stevens was gone, Senate Republican leaders yanked the resolution from the committee.
I thought they rolled the chair.
He phoned Stevens, who had no idea the bill had been pulled from his committee.
He was elected by the caucus to be the chair of education. You don't pull an education bill out of his committee without the chair's consent.
Egan also voted against the move, which brought the threat of sanctions from Republican leaders. In the end, there were none, and it wasn't the last time he bucked the majority, which would prefer members vote as a block. 4 of 5 Coastal Caucus legislators voted against the bill to reduce oil industry taxes. Egan says too much was left on the table.
Tit for tat. You give us something, we give you something. As far as I'm concerned, we're giving a lot, but we're not getting much. I mean, there's no guarantee that they're going to drill or they're going to explore.
He's also upset that school districts did not get an increase in the base student allocation and is sorry his communities did not get more money for construction projects. But on the whole, he says, his newly expanded district did okay. The House and the bipartisan Coastal Caucus helped that.
Coastal Alaska senators felt we were being left out, and if we weren't part of that caucus, we wouldn't have had any voice. I think that would have been a true disaster.
Egan plans to visit his constituents in Petersburg and Skagway next month and is still working on arrangements for spring trips to Tenneke and Gustavus. In Juneau, I'm Rose Marie Alexander.